Vital records have an enormous impact on an organization, even though they typically represent less than 10% of its total records. However, these records might not always be classified as vital, explains Tom Benjamin, Enterprise Account Executive for Vital Records at Iron Mountain. Today, he's with us to share how agencies can better identify, protect, and when necessary, reclassify their records. Tom, what constitutes a vital record in a government agency?
In a nutshell, vital records contain information critical to the continued operation or survival of an organization during or immediately following a crisis. Examples of vital records include contracts, policy manuals, patents, and other intellectual property, maps, personal information on constituents, employees, or stakeholders, deeds, titles, and artifacts. These records contain information used to recreate an organization's operation and preserve the rights and obligations of all stakeholders, including employees and partners, contractors, and constituents. Longevity is a key differentiator. Vital records have enduring value that calls for years or even centuries of preservation. Though not all organizations know this, some records should be classified as vital only for as long as they support the mission-critical operations. Once they have fulfilled this role, these records can be reclassified.
How do government agencies go about identifying vital records for preservation?
Start with the agency's mission and use that as a guide to define what's vital. Government organizations should adhere to requirements for strict regulatory compliance and also consider limited preservation resources as they evaluate records. In addition to strict regulatory requirements for records retention, privacy, and continuity of operations, agency officials should consider what's most important to carry forward from a historical record perspective. They should also consider whether the organization will be able to reuse or repurpose a records format. For example, remastering old videos to newer digital formats before they become unplayable.
Thanks, Tom. And once vital records are identified, what should agencies do to protect them?
First, minimize risks associated with inadequate protection. Hone in on preserving access and utilization of the organization's vital records. Without proper preservation, government organizations may not be able to produce vital records when they're most needed. For example, to maintain crucial operations in the aftermath of a disaster. There may also be exorbitant costs associated with the loss or reconstruction of improperly stored records. What's more, the inability to comply with federal, state, and local government regulations such as HIPAA could result in fines, along with severe damage to an agency's reputation. Given these risks, selecting the right storage solution is critical to long-term preservation. Without proper storage, materials can deteriorate. Paper can fade and become brittle if stored improperly. Older film and fish degrade rapidly in the wrong storage environment. Colored dyes in motion picture film fade when stored in warm environments. Magnetic tape, which contains magnetic particles that degrade over time. And digital media solutions, including CDs and DVDs and magnetic tape, have physical stability problems and systems obsolescence issues.
Great. And what can be done to protect vital records?
Traditional storage approaches are inadequate for long-term preservation. However, highly specialized services can provide secure, climate-controlled protection. Be sure to focus on storage solutions with both temperature and relative humidity control. Key features of long-term preservation could include subterranean facilities with high resistance to seismic activity, tornadoes, hurricanes, and other natural and man-made disasters. You need controlled environments tailored to meet special requirements of the materials to be preserved, most importantly, highly stable temperature and relative humidity conditions. Temperature options could range between 68 degrees and 25 degrees Fahrenheit, with relative humidity options from 20 to 50%, all dependent on media formats, prior deterioration, and your preservation goals. Your facility should be designed to a Class A 3-hour or 4-hour fire rating. You should consider advanced gaseous fire suppression systems to eliminate the risk of water damage. Consider HEPA and gas phase air filtration to reduce particulates and remove contaminants from the air. And consider your security and access control, including 24/7 access control and computerized transaction control systems to provide for flexible access and chain of custody control, thus ensuring the security of your collection.
Tom, how can agencies implement a vital records protection program?
Most government organizations have tried to create plans that protect records with various solutions, such as duplication, dispersal, and controlled storage. This hit-or-miss approach may actually incur more risk because some areas of the organization get more protection than others. A clear vital records retention program would include these five steps. First, identify the vital records. Next, evaluate the materials used to store these records and their current conditions. Next, research the best approaches and conditions for long-term preservation. Document the processes and the associated cost justification to ensure buy-in to support the long-term preservation of vital records. And lastly, implement the program. Use protective storage that incorporates the most secure, environmentally safe, and cost-effective means possible. It's also important to reassess the program effectiveness periodically to ensure the vital records are properly identified as agency mission goals evolve. Conduct a careful comparison of the operational impact and risks associated with doing nothing compared with the mitigation costs of a well-designed and executed vital records management storage program. By taking a proactive approach to vital records identification and protection, forward-thinking organizations are making a sound investment in the future that can pay off in decades and even centuries to come. It takes visionary thinking to preserve an organization's vital records.
Thanks, Tom. For more information about how Iron Mountain Government Services can help agencies comply with the President's Memorandum on Managing Government Information, contact Iron Mountain at 1-888-418-IRON. That's 1-888-418-4766, or just go to imgsfeedback@ironmountain.com. Thank you.